Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Browns get the win over the Jags. We're maybe pointed in the right direction. And to talk about the state of this team, we can also ask him about the Tua stuff that came out today. He's going on the IR, which puts him out for at least 4 weeks. We head out to the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. And welcome on Leroy Horde, former Browns running back, now with WQAM in Miami. Leroy, welcome to the show.
What's going on?
Not a whole lot, man. I'm in a better place now than I was last Tuesday. How much did the win against Jacksonville maybe get you right with, let's just say, how disastrous the Dallas loss was?
It made it worse seeing Dallas get thumped, right? But, I mean, look, we go into a season every year thinking – we know which teams are going to be good. And I promise you, nobody had on their bingo card that the New Orleans Saints would score 40 points in the first 2 weeks. So you kind of have to, you know, understand how, you know, how football is. The other thing is that we never took advantage of what all the teams that beat Dallas do. And that's run the ball inside of those two pass rushers. Never did it. Every team that's had success, when you go back to Green Bay last year, and to some extent, every team that has had success, you know, early this year, it's been run the football, run the football, run the football. The Browns didn't really do that. And you're also dealing with, like, I don't know about you, but I've never seen a season to this point with more quarterbacks throwing for around 200 yards. And it's funny because everybody's talking about how they don't need a running back, but the teams who seem to be having success are the teams that are running the ball well. So somebody got something wrong with as far as how we're going to go about playing football, because it always ends up going back to the basic fundamentals of football: run the football, stop the run.
What did you see out of Deshaun in his second start of the season?
One of the things that I've come to the conclusion that his football timing is off, meaning that he drops back. He thinks he has more time than he has. And it causes him to either throw the ball really short or scramble around or get sacked. His timing, you can always tell when a quarterback's doing really well. It always seems like they get rid of the ball when they're supposed to. They throw it in the spaces they're supposed to. They have a good feel of what's going on in the game. And he doesn't seem like he has that yet, and he's playing like tentative. Like it's okay, let me just complete a pass, right? And he's not necessarily seeing the field. I don't know, is it the time away? Is it because he's not sure he can make those throws? I have no idea, but when I watch him play, it just looks like his football timing is just off. He doesn't look like he's doing – like, you watch a game and you watch a quarterback have success. It looks like everything's fluid and natural, right? He has a good grasp of where his guys are going to be, and it just comes off almost seemingly effortless. It doesn't look that way, and there's maybe a number of things you can put it on, but I don't know. I can't explain how a guy who spent most of his career throwing the ball down the field all of a sudden doesn't throw the ball past the linebackers. And when he does, it's just like a, you know, throwing it up for grabs. I don't know. I can't explain it.
How long does it take to get football timing back?
I don't know. For a running back, you only just need to get hit in the face a couple of times. And that usually wakes you right up. From a quarterback perspective, I don't know. I think it starts with seeing the defenses, seeing the right things. You know, and I don't know how long that takes because, to be honest with you, I've never played quarterback. I don't know how much of it is maybe he doesn't have confidence in his ability to throw the football yet. He did come off of an injury last year with his throwing arm. And here's the thing. The way injuries and things like that work, they are never at your convenience. Like, nobody ever gets hurt at the end of the game and have the last game of the season and have the whole offseason to heal. And I think with Deshaun, he's had, injuries and been banged up right in the middle of the season. And last year it cost him the rest of the season. I don't know if he's actually played enough football to get comfortable back here. That's not even counting the off-field stuff. So, like, I can't explain it. We know what kind of quarterback he's been, but he hasn't been that for Cleveland for whatever reason.
Leroy Horn on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, former Browns running back, now WQAM in Miami. I'm asking you this in part because that 94 season, you guys had to deal with the rumors of moving, which then became the 95 mm-hmm. season, which became confirmed. You also had Andre Rison on the team, who, God love Andre, but there were some headlines in the midst of his time with the Cleveland Browns, some that he made mm-hmm. and some that were made about his personal life. I'm just curious, like, how much does the latest lawsuit matter in a locker room? How much does that off-the-field stuff matter in a locker room in season when you're trying to go from one game to another?
Well, the thing about Andre is everybody likes Andre, right? The problem with Andre is that he came from a system where he caught 100 passes. And when he got to Cleveland, 100 passes were going to be 70. No knock on him. It was just the system that we played in. We ran the ball. We were, you know, a different type of offense. But when people would ask him questions about why he only caught 3 balls or why he only caught 4 balls, right, I think that just built on him and everything else, right? But it wasn't a situation where he wasn't out on the field performing. So there's two separate things there. The thing about Deshaun is all of these other things are coming collectively with the fact that he's not playing anywhere near what we thought he would play like. And so that seems to add to the off-the-field stuff.
listen, everybody has off-field problems. Like, I don't care what you do in life. The statistics of life do not exclude you. And that includes football player, doctor, lawyer, whatever. Your job does not mean you don't have the same situations as a regular person or a person that's not in the limelight. So we all understood that. We all understood that, hey, some guys might be going through some stuff. The best thing that we can do is get in that room and try to, you know, take their mind off of it for the 2 or 3 hours we were together. And then afterwards, if there was anything we could do to help, then we would try to help. That's kind of how this works. The problem is, and I'll keep saying this, is that when you're in that locker room, right, and you're relying on somebody so heavily to do a job, and you start questioning whether he does that job effectively, then you start thinking, is it the other stuff that's affecting him? You still want to help him, but guess what? If you have a problem at home, I can be your friend, but I can't help you deal with your problems at home. I don't know what you're going through. And so a lot of this stuff, you know, whether it's true, whether it's not, whether it's real, whether it's not, a lot of the guys in the locker room don't know what to say to him to help him deal with it. All they can do is, during the course of practice or the games, is help him be a part of that group. And I think so many people get caught up on, oh, well, I couldn't work with that guy. You have no idea what some of the people that you work with are going through. And you just try to, look, he's my friend or he's my teammate, and I'm going to do everything I can to make him the best teammate. Once we leave that locker room or once we leave that field, if I can help him, I will. But that's kind of stuff he has to deal with on his own.
You think the are you bullish on the Browns this year?
I have been, and I will continue to be for one simple reason. They went to the playoffs with 5 quarterbacks. Not all of them were good. And the guy who was the best had 13 touchdowns and 8 interceptions.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Let's Leroy Hort. Oh, sorry about that.
I gotta have faith on that. I gotta have faith in that team because I saw what they did last year.
Leroy Hort on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. So you're also on WQAM in Miami. The Tua conversation has taken over the NFL here.
Yeah.
I know we've had a little time to breathe since the injury. Do you, when you saw the hit, did you immediately think he should retire? And, you know, have your thoughts on that changed the farther we've gotten away from it?
No, not at all. That determination can't be until he's cleared to play. If he's not cleared to play, it's a moot point. So the first thing he has to do is get healthy to where the doctors say, okay, you're good to play. I was playing, and I had a year like he had 2 years ago, right, where I felt like every time I touched my head, I was dinged up. I played, so we didn't have the same type of, you know, medical, you know, decision makers or guys looking out for that. I played the whole year. Right? Never had another concussion for 3 or 4 years. It's like, I don't, and here's how I would like to explain this to people. You watch a violent sport every Sunday and celebrate the hits and the collisions and stuff like that. And guys get hurt. And then you want to suggest what they should or shouldn't do. I don't have a suggestion for Tua. My suggestion for Tua is get healthy. And then whatever you decide, I'll, you know, support you. But for everybody to try to determine what they would do in that situation, first of all, we're human, right? There's $140 million on the table. Like, let's not – and you could say it's not about the money, and you could say this, and you could say that. That's a lie. That's a lie. That money plays a major role in it. And they say, oh, he could be set for life. Stop. Keep your hands out of other people's pocket. You don't know what drives Tua. For the first 4 years of his career, he's been told he's garbage. He had a coach calling him garbage. So Tua just wants to do everything to prove that he belongs. How much does that play in it? It might not even be about the money. We can't determine what's going through his head. But I know one thing. As of right now, he is not healthy enough to play. So, it bothers me that other athletes, other people are trying to say what they would do. Man, you don't know what his situation is. You don't know what he got going on. You don't know what his thought process is. All you know is right now he is not healthy. And until he is healthy and makes that decision, everybody should just leave Tua alone. Because nobody can make that decision right now.
I also think it's interesting that those comments came because all three concussions were on national television. And I wonder if they weren't nationally televised, whether they were hidden somewhere as a 1 o'clock game, whether people would feel the same way. Leroy, great stuff, man. Really appreciate you. Thanks for coming on, bud.
Anytime.
Thank you so much. Leroy Hort there on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. I could almost take each one of the lines that Leroy had that I thought there was a lot of fair things in there and dissect them. But, like, I'll be honest with you guys, Sunday was actually one of the more comfortable times I've seen Deshaun. And whether that is that the offense was dumbed down to a point and things were simplified to a point, but maybe it was that he finally actually caught a rhythm. Like, to me, the timing thing was the most noticeable difference between week one and week two. And I will say that that has not been unilateral across everybody I've talked to. Some people thought he looked just marginally better. I think Jason is in that category of timing. But I thought Deshaun, like when Deshaun ran on Sunday, it was because he had to run because the protection was breaking down. 2 weeks ago, he was seeing ghosts out there. He did not appear to be seeing ghosts this last weekend. I know that that feels like a small step in the right direction. It's really not. Timing and how it looks is such a big part of how we evaluate the quarterback. So I thought Deshaun, from a timing perspective, because timing to me equals playmaking, right? Because if you're not comfortable with the time that you have, if the clock internally is getting sped up by the situation around you rather than you controlling time, you don't have time and space to make plays. And and anyone saying, well, he needs to make more plays, that's fair. But that's not something in that game. Like, a fair amount of his big plays were held back by penalties, specifically holding, or drops. Those aren't excuses. Excuses are if 2 weeks ago you tried to claim that Deshaun was no good because of pressure. That's not entirely fair. Deshaun was rattled by the pressure and his timing was junk. That's when it's an excuse, right? If you want to say that 2 years ago that Deshaun didn't have time to get ready or rust, I'll be honest with you. I think rust to some degree is an excuse. But when it comes to, hey, the context of how this guy played, the Browns had multiple drives that ended up in field goals that Deshaun did everything he could on those plays. And it was a drop. It was a oopsie here. It was a, honestly, the defense just made the best play, made the better play rather. And so it's wild to hear Leroy or anybody else say, well, the timing. Because I think the timing should be informed by the play he made to Jerry Jeudy. Actually, he made multiple throws to Jerry Jeudy in the sideline that were great throws. They might not be 30-yard throws, but they were tight up against the sidelines within that 10 to 15-yard range. Those are throws he didn't make a week ago. And I think to the David Bell throw, where you can see Deshaun's still not 100% confident in his arm, and he did what I keep calling the David Lee Roth, the splits in midair, just trying to get every, and just pushing off the ground to get everything to make sure the David Bell throw went where it needed to. So I think we continue to go back to this point. I really am Switzerland on Deshaun. I think how they treated Baker was embarrassing. I think a good organization could have salvaged the situation with Baker, but I understood that 32 out of 32 teams would trade Baker Mayfield for Deshaun Watson if you take out the allegations. I also think it's really convenient to just hammer the Browns on making the trade and paying Deshaun this money when 12 other teams made the call and at least had the conversation about price, what it was going to cost to trade for Deshaun, and what Deshaun's demands were. So that going forward to Deshaun, I think there are things the Browns could have done better the last 2+ years, and I think there are things Deshaun clearly could have done better. But I every week we come out and talk about Deshaun, it does feel like I am everybody's Deshaun homer and his hater. There are people out there that listen to this show, and I think that's a good indication that I am right down the middle with Deshaun. And I think it's entirely possible to say that sometimes context isn't excuses. 8 drops in 2 games, that's not an excuse. That is a reality. We give that out to every quarterback in the NFL, including Lamar Jackson, who had crucial drops in the AFC title game, including Pat Mahomes, who the offense, I mean, you want to find the quickest way to neutralize a great quarterback? Man, we are talking about drops. They made Patrick Mahomes, who made incendiary throws, fall right through his hands. That's not an excuse. That's a reality. Nor is the O-line injuries are a little bit of an excuse, quite frankly, because I think there's been some good O-line play. It's not like this is the 2018 Cleveland Browns offensive line. The penalties, it's not an excuse. That's a reality. So I think it's important, if you want to stay balanced on Deshaun and give him a chance to steal this job, to understand that there are real concerns. There are real things we should look at and go, okay, this needs to be better. And sometimes a valid reason is just a valid reason and not an excuse.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh. I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.